Welcome to the Pulp Nostalgia Audiocast. This week we have Mirage, an episode of Arch Obler's Plays, written by, of course, Arch Obler. It first aired on April 1st, 1939 over NBC. Arch Obler's Plays was broadcast over NBC from 1939 to 1940, with a brief revival in 1945 on the Mutual Network. One of radio's most influential writers, Arch Obler also wrote for the pulps in the 1920s and 30s. His first pulp story was in the October 1927 issue of Breezy Stories. He wrote several stories in several different genres over the next decade. His final original story appeared in the May-June 1936 issue of Dr. Yen Sin, a short-lived villain pulp. That same year, he got his big break in radio when he took over Lights Out. You can learn more about Obler and other pulp writers in The Beginner's Guide to Pulp Fiction, Volume 2. It is available in print and ebook formats from Amazon and other outlets. You can also get a discounted price by buying direct from our site at BrickPickleMedia.com. That direct link is also in the show notes. The Pulp Nostalgia Audiocast is a Brick Pickle Media production, copyright 2022. For more from Brick Pickle Media, visit www.brickpicklemedia.com. There you can find a link to all of our books in our entire online store. And remember, if you like the show, please leave feedback on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And with that, on with the show.
Arch Obler's Plays. Stories of the Unusual.
This is Arch Obler. If I were to tell you why I wrote the play you're about to hear, you'd put me in the same class as those characters who tell you the ending of a mystery story you've just begun to read. So I'll keep the mystery alive and start the story after a short message.
And now to Arch Obler's Mirage.
Linda?
Yes, Carl.
Yeah, I've been looking for you.
And I for you.
Yeah? Oh, this party is getting a little too much for me.
Oh.
It's a great night. How about a little walk on the beach?
All right, but quickly before someone changes my mind.
Get you right?
No. I'll let the moonlight keep me warm.
Oh, sea air. I could never get enough of it.
That's the pirate in you.
Well, that's your estimate of me?
No. Time, fortune, and the Wall Street Journal.
Hmm. Here, down this path. You know, for a roughneck out of Texas, I sure like the ocean air.
Well, frankly, Carl, I didn't come out here for the air.
Hmm?
I've been very anxious to talk to you.
Well, that's flattering.
It won't be when you hear why I want to talk to you.
No?
Carl, I've liked you since the day we met.
Well, and I you.
Now, 3 years ago, you asked me to help you socially.
Well, and I've been and I am grateful to you.
Why do you constantly embarrass me?
Embarrass?
The Rensals had a dinner party last night.
Oh, that. Well, the office, I couldn't break away.
Carl, you can't disappoint people continually and expect them to have any regard
My
for
friends,
you.
Friends know I'm a busy
but
man.
But you now belong to a group that demands certain obligations.
I wonder if you know how pompous that sounds.
Pompous or not, it's the truth. You can't just ignore social obligations.
Linda, my dear, look, the president of a corporation like a midwife is always on call.
Oh, really?
Hey, look, the ocean's rather calm, isn't it?
Why do you laugh?
You know, I just remembered why I wanted to be alone with you.
Well?
I was going to lecture you.
What?
Yeah, really. I was. Look, every time I open the papers, there you are posing at some bazaar or horse show or Society for the Professional Old Water Tanks.
If I remember correctly, 3 years ago you wanted me...
Sure, 3 years ago. And 30 years ago I wanted a bicycle and a box kite, so what the devil's that prove?
Is life an oil rig in an office building on Madison Avenue?
Is life room fulls of jabbering idiots on Park Avenue?
Well...
Oh, Linda... Look, let's call a truce on this, huh? After all, we're a couple of mature people. Let's leave each other alone and enjoy the night. How about it?
You're hopeless. All right.
Good. We'll get off on safe subjects, huh? The sea, the weather, the moon. What moon?
Well, of all the inconsiderate clouds I ever... Carl, what are you staring at?
Well, look down there. I can't quite make out. You see anything down there?
Well, Yes, there is something there.
Well, it's a dog.
Carl, it moved.
Yeah, I saw.
Is it a dog?
Well, I'm not sure.
Let's go closer.
Now, Linda, wait. Linda, come back.
Carl, come quickly.
What is it?
Look, someone sitting in the fence.
Hey. Hey, you?
What in the world's the drunken fool doing? Digging for clowns?
Oh, I have to get closer. Hey, mister. You gonna get a little wet there when the tide comes in, ain't you?
Well, drunk and dumb.
Well, I guess you're right.
Let's go on.
No, wait a minute.
Why?
Well, the moon'll be out in a minute. I don't want to see what he's doing. There, now we'll see. Well, it's an old man.
Writing in the sand.
Yeah, but what's he writing on? I can't quite make out. Darn moon went under.
Carl, you're being insufferable.
Linda, now, come on, where's your curiosity? A deserted beach after midnight, an old man writing who knows what in the sand. Aren't you interested in
I am not interested in psychos. Who else but a psycho would sit in the wet sand in the dark
and... Linda, wait a minute. Moon's coming through the clouds again. Now we're going to see... You see it, too? He's writing names in the sand. Names of people.
Carl.
Well, what's the matter, Linda?
His... face.
What'd you say?
Face.
Oh.
Did you see his face?
Well, no, I didn't see it. Linda, what's the matter?
Face.
Well, what about his face? Blasted clouds, I can't see. Light again, eh? Well, there's nothing wrong with his face.
I thought...
Well, he's just an old man. Writing names in the sand.
I want to know who he is.
Well, now you're curious.
I want to know who he is, Carl.
Okay, I'll find out. Hey there, old man. Who are you? Do you hear me, old man? Who are you? Now, look, this is private property. No attention, you must be deaf.
Clouds covering the moon. The sea so green. Carl, I'm cold. Let's go in.
Well, now, if that ain't just like a woman. Now, one minute you're curious, next minute you're cold. Look, the moon is bright now. Look, you can see some of the names he's writing. There's John Berkeley. Yeah, March 2nd, 1966. How you like that? He wiped the name out and is writing another one.
George Ellison, March 2nd, 1968.
He wiped that out and he's writing another one.
Name after name.
Well, why? Hey there, old man. Hey, can you hear me? Why?
What would he say?
Well, he's certainly not drunk. His eyes are so bright and so intent on his work. And what work?
Carl, don't laugh.
What? What'd you say?
Seems so busy.
Oh, Linda, now look, what is there about this old man that bothers you? I mean, I think he's funny.
Carl.
Dirty, little, unshaven old man crouched over writing names in the sand with the point of his finger. Now, that's a serious career, isn't it?
Carl.
A career for one's old age. No overhead, no competition, no profit. Set out in open air and write.
Carl. Carl, look, your name.
Huh?
It's writing your name.
Well, what do you know about?
C-A-R-L.
He can hear. He must have overheard you say
your last name. He's writing that, too.
But that's impossible. He doesn't know my...
He is writing it. L-A...
My name. He doesn't know my...
Slowly he forms his letters.
How does he know... Why does he write...
Carl, what is it?
I don't know. Feel sick.
Carl?
Don't let me fall.
Old man, help me. Oh, please help
he's
me.
Finishing my name.
My friend, he will.
Get it, breathe.
Oh, Carl, can't hold you up. Help me. Somebody help me.
Now back to Arch Obler's play, Mirage.
Ah,
standing up again.
I feel all right. I feel...
Carl, what happened? Why did you frighten me so?
My name in the sand. Where?
The surf. It came in and wiped it out before you'd finished.
Old man, why'd you write my name? How'd you know who I was, huh? Answer me. Why did you write my name?
What difference does that make? You're ill. Let's get back to the house.
No, I feel fine. Sudden dizziness, but I'm all right. Look, I want to know how and
why
this
old... He's writing again.
L-I-N. Your name?
Yes.
D-A.
Carl, take me home.
Now, wait, he can't possibly know your last name, huh? J-E... If he does know it.
Carl, please, I...
F-
don't...
E... Oh, writing so slowly as if he wasn't quite sure. But he does know it.
Carl.
Linda, how in the world do you imagine he... Linda!
Carl.
Oh,
Carl,
Linda, what is it?
I'll hold
yes,
you.
Yes, I'm holding you. Linda, in heaven's name, what is it?
Sorry.
Linda. Linda!
Hello.
Linda, now, what...
Carl, why are you holding me?
What? You're ill. You're fainting.
What are you talking about? Please let go of me.
Oh, all right.
My name. He was writing my name.
Yes.
Where is it? Miss Sandy, he's writing another name. Where's mine?
Oh, that wave must have washed it out before he finished.
Oh, I remember now. I couldn't see. Darkness. I was falling.
Uh-huh, falling.
Your face is so white. Carl, why?
As he wrote my name, I felt as if I was dying. And then you felt that way too, huh? As he wrote your name, didn't you?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Ooh. How cold it is.
Cold.
He's still writing. The moon is gone.
Carl, stay by me.
He is.
He's still there.
It's dark.
In the darkness. I can't stand it anymore. Old man, who are you? Who?
Linda, stay away from him. Don't.
No.
Linda. Oh, Linda, what is it?
No one.
What?
No one here.
Yeah, but he was here. I saw him.
I'll find him. I'll find him and talk to him.
Yeah.
I've got to know. I've got to know.
Old man! Where are you?
There he is. There he is there.
We got to kill him. Now, come on. Old man, wait. Old man!
Wait! I beg you, wait!
Old man, wait. I won't talk to you. No one.
I thought...
Wait, there he is.
Where?
The other way, the edge of the water. Here, old man. Wait. Wait, old man.
Wait for me, Carl. Wait. Carl, why did you stop?
No one here. I thought I saw, but there's no one here. Oh, if only the moon come out again.
Find him for me, Carl. Find him for me.
You blasted moon, come out! Come out, moon!
Oh, man!
Linda?
I heard what... You laughing?
Well, yeah, well, of course I'm laughing. I mean, what we just heard, huh? The wind, people back at the house, huh? Lights, people, reality. Hmm?
This hasn't been reality.
Linda, all my life I've been a practical man. I mean, my life's been like my business. Everything's had debits and credits. Now, this thing that's been happening to us, my head's clear now. I can think of it in practical terms.
Tell me.
Look, we met an old man writing in the sand.
He wrote my name.
Yeah, mine too. Now, all that was real enough. Now then, how did he know our names?
Yes.
Simple enough. I mean, you and I are not unknown. Now, he must have been some old senile caretaker on the estate here. Yeah, that's it. Now, he heard of us, see? Then he heard us call each other by our given names, so he knew the rest of it.
But When he wrote our names, we...
Yeah, I know the dizziness. Well, that's all quite easily explained. Back in the house, sure, the air was bad. We come outside, the both of us. Nerves on edge, sudden oxygenation. Dizziness followed. We... Why talk about it anymore, huh? Let's get back to the house. I can use a drink.
Yes, Carl, yes, quicker.
Okay, careful now, not so fast. You'll fall.
I'm all right. Faster, Carl, I want to get back.
A drink, that's what I need. A drink. Or two or three. Maybe a dozen.
Very dark.
Infernal clouds. We'll stay along the water's edge, huh? It's easier to walk.
Yes.
A fantasy in the night, that's all it was. Now, we let our imaginations run away with us, huh? Imagine things didn't exist.
Carl.
What'd you stop for?
Carl.
What are you pointing at?
He's... riding again. He's there riding again.
Old man. Old man.
Oh, Carl, don't leave me, Carl. Oh, it's so dark, Carl.
Gone again. Gone again.
Carl, take me back to the house. Please, don't stand there. We'll run. We'll run.
Wait, move. Shining down so strange. Everything's so strange.
Strange.
Yes.
Carl.
Hmm?
The edge of the water.
What?
Our names.
Our
names. Our names in the sand. You see them?
Yes.
There's a date written after my name.
And after mine.
I can't see the date. What?
Oh, wait. It's coming. Linda, come back.
No. No, I've got to see.
No, Linda. I did, too.
The date when I... Oh, no.
No. It isn't true. It isn't. It isn't. The date written in the sand. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't. It doesn't. Does it, Linda?
I didn't think it would be so soon.
You believe?
Yes.
Well, I do too, somehow.
So soon?
No. No, I won't believe. I won't. I'm going to live a long time. 30, 40 more years. My family, they lived long lives. My father, my grandfather. But this can't be true.
Carl, don't be afraid.
You're not.
I am. And yet somehow it's wonderful.
Wonderful?
Yes, wonderful. What every person in the world wants to know, we know.
It'll be spring that year when I...
No, don't think about it that way. The wonder of it, Carl. Think of that.
I've never thought much of the wonder of things.
How good the air is. I never knew a breath could be so wonderful.
If a man planned every minute that was left, how much he could do.
That's why I say it's wonderful, Carl. I know what I have left. I can plan the days, the hours, live each one because I know just how many of them I have. Carl, I'm almost happy now.
Happy?
Yes. Yes, why not? Now I'll do the things I've wanted to do. Yes. Every one. Listen to them back there. I never really wanted that.
But you always...
It's because that was the path my mother had gone and the one she led me to. All the time, the snobbery of money and those silly little family destinies went on because always there was a tomorrow. Now I know my tomorrows. I've got to start now, and so I will, and so I'm happy.
What?
I can't.
Tell me.
A child. Yes, I want a child. There. Said what I never thought to say. the wind.
Yes.
Carl, look, the stars.
Yes.
And you, what will you do?
I? What will I do?
Yes, what will you do now?
Well, I'll go back to my office, set my affairs in order. Order. No.
Carl, holding me.
Yes.
Carl.
The world. Would you believe it? I've been, but I've never really seen it.
I know.
I'd always think tomorrow. Tomorrow, there'd always be a tomorrow. Yes, I was immortal. I thought that, really. And we all do, don't we? Everybody else in the world would live their lives and die, but I, always inside of myself, I thought I'd live forever.
Holding me so close.
You and I, Linda. Together. Free. Until that day. Say it. Say it.
Oh, my dearest. Why did it take death to teach us how to live?
This is Arch Obler again. As a playwright and a slightly human being, even as you, I've met the wise guy, the know-it-all, the dog-eat-dog character. I met one in particular, and I wrote a play about him. More of that after a few words from your announcer. Obler again. First, might I thank tonight's players, Virginia Gregg and Jack Crucian. Sound, Bud Tollefson. Engineer, Dave Diller. Music, Joe Leahy. Announcer, Byron Kane. About that wise guy play we're doing next. Its title is Him or Me, and it's about one of those unethical characters who finally meets a rat who's a better rat than he is himself. That's a little excursion I hope you'll join me on next time.
Arch Obler's Plays.